Hello and welcome, everybody, to the Halos in the Infield Weekly Roundup Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Chase, once again, and this is...
Hey, this is Andrew.
Yeah, and we are back once again with another show. I do have to announce that before we start, we are doing a trade deadline show. So if you guys want to tune in for that, we will be live streaming for a few hours on YouTube, on Twitch, on Instagram, all at Halos in the Infield. So we'll be breaking down the trades as they come in, and we're going to have a good time with that. So come hang out with us for that. And then also buy our merch. I have the Halos Blowpen shirt right here. It's at Redbubble. Just search Halos in the Infield on Redbubble and you will find our designs. They help us out, but you can also look good while helping us out.
Oh yeah, that shirt is sick. Can we see that one more time for the camera?
Yeah.
That looks really cool.
Halos Blowpen.
I didn't see that one like up close.
And then at the bottom it says assorted candy ass pitchers.
Oh man. Yeah, that's the Halos for you.
And they're really soft. They're nice. Yeah, but to start us off, the full All-Star Game rosters have been announced. So I heard you're gonna tell us what that is.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think that was the rumor. All right. So I think we already went over the elected starters, so we're gonna go over the reserves first. Mm-hmm. So to start off, from Tampa Bay, we have catcher Mike Zunino. Mm-hmm. He's hitting about 190, but he has 18 home runs and great defense, so deserves to be there.
Yep.
At second base, we have Jose Altuve, who looks like he's learned how to hit without a trash can, so that's good. Sorry. At shortstop, we have Bo Bichette.
Good stuff from Bo Flows.
Yeah, no, another junior right there. Mm-hmm. Another shortstop in Carlos Correa from Houston. First base from Oakland, we have their lone representative in Matt Olson. At third base, we have Jose Ramirez from the Indians. At first base, we have Jared Walsh from the Halos.
Yeah, Jared Walsh made the All-Star team.
Yeah, and he hit another home run today, so that's good.
He had two. He had two home runs.
Oh, man, I didn't see the second one.
Even better.
In the outfield, we have Michael Brantley from Houston. From Texas, we have Joey Gallo. Also from Texas, we have Aldis Garcia. Mm-hmm. From Baltimore, we have Cedric Mullins. And then for DH, we have JD Martinez from Boston and Nelson Cruz from Minnesota. Mm-hmm. So, and then I guess we also have to go through the pitchers. So for starting pitchers, we have Shane Bieber from Cleveland, Garrett Cole from New York, Nathan Eovaldi from Boston, Kyle Gibson from Texas. I'm going to butcher this name. From Seattle, Kikuchi.
Yeah, you got it.
From Chicago White Sox, we have Lance Lynn. Also from the White Sox, we have Carlos Rodon.
For the reliever, he's had a good season. Yeah.
Yeah, he's had a great season out of nowhere, too. I mean, I know he's a former top prospect, but it's great to see. Mm-hmm. For the relievers, we have Matt Barnes from Boston, Aroldis Chapman from the Yankees, Liam Hendricks from the White Sox, Ryan Pressly from Houston, and Gregory Soto from Detroit.
Yeah, I hear a lot of good names there, and then I hear Aroldis Chapman, and I'm like, ooh, that doesn't fit there.
I know, but, you know, 4-5 ERA.
Pretty. Yeah, after Jared Walsh pretty much broke Chapman. I know he was a little bit broken before that, but if he wasn't broke before, he is broke now.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And he's another guy whose spin rate has just fallen off the earth.
Yeah, I mean, that was to be expected with the crackdown.
Yeah, he lived off that high fastball, and it looks like he can't control that high fastball without the sticky stuff.
Mm-hmm. I do want to add, Cedric Mullins, he'll probably be starting over Trout, because Trout's not going to be playing in the game, of course.
Yeah, and he deserves it. He's hitting .316 with a .384 on base, .933 OPS, mm-hmm. 16 home runs, a real breakout star from Baltimore, mm-hmm. which is good, because they haven't had a lot of good things to look forward to.
Yeah, he's a small guy, but he has a lot of pop in that bat.
Yeah, he is pretty tiny. I was looking for his height, but I don't have it in front of me.
Pretty sure he's like 5'9".
Yeah, I think he's like 5'9", like 185, right?
Yeah, he's not that big. But also, the Astros, did they not have a single starter this year?
They did not have a single starter. So it looks like the baseball fans are paying them back for what they did a couple years ago.
Yeah, I guess. All right, so out of all the American League All-Stars, who do you think got snubbed?
I think Byron Buxton got snubbed. I know he's injured, and he's probably not going to be playing after the All-Star break either. But he had one of the most explosive 40 to 50 game stretches in MLB history. He would have been on pace for about 13 wins above replacement if he played a full year.
That would have been insane.
Yeah, and I think if Mike Trout can make it, that Byron Buxton definitely deserved to make it.
Yeah, and Minnesota's had a rough year. I am glad that they got Nelson Cruz to fill their spot, but Buxton definitely should have had a spot in the All-Star game.
Yeah, definitely. And how about you? Who are you seeing as snubbed in AL?
Man, nothing seems to come to mind, but like I said, Aroldis Chapman just doesn't feel like he should be there. I mean, there's probably a case for Raisel Iglesias to make it in there, since he's been nails lately. Yeah. But that's just my personal Angels bias talking. But yeah, I don't think Aroldis Chapman should quite be in the All-Star game.
No, yeah, and I agree with you about Iglesias. His strikeouts per inning ratio is off the charts. He definitely fills that Aroldis Chapman spot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really understand how Chapman made the All-Star game. Maybe it's just Tampa Bay, throwing some interdivision love with their coaches.
Mm-hmm. I also do have to say Tyler Glasnow, he probably would have made it to the All-Star team if he didn't get injured recently.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
That's probably why Zunino's in instead of him.
Yeah, that was surprising. And I was thinking maybe, I mean, I know Zunino's had a really good defensive season, but it's really hard to see someone with a 196 batting average an All-Star.
Yeah, I mean, Grandal almost made it, didn't he?
He almost made it. He's another guy that's sitting under 200.
Yeah, we'll talk about him in a minute, though.
Yeah, we'll come back to him.
How about the National League? What we got for that?
So starting with the National League, for the reserves from Philadelphia, we have JT Realmuto. At second base, we have Ozzie Albies from Atlanta. At third base, we have Chris Bryant from Chicago. At shortstop, we have Brandon Crawford from San Francisco. At second base from San Diego, we got Jake Cronenworth. At third base from Arizona, we have Eduardo Escobar. For first base from the Dodgers, we have Max Muncy. Playing shortstop for Washington, we have Trey Turner. In the outfield, we got Mookie Betts from the LA Dodgers, Brian Reynolds from Pittsburgh, Kyle Schwarber from Washington, Juan Soto from Washington, and Chris Taylor from the Dodgers.
How about Brandon Crawford, man? He's had a resurgent year.
He has. He's 34 years old. He's having the best year of his career.
It's crazy. I don't know what he did to tweak his swing, but he's got so much pop now, and it's great to see, honestly.
It is. Him and Buster Posey. And I guess you could also throw in their first baseman, Brandon Belt, in there as well.
Yep.
They're all guys in their mid-30s having the best year of their career.
Yeah, and that's a Giants team that had low expectations, really, going into this year. They weren't thinking they were going to be a total playoff contender. They almost made it last year, but I don't think they were expecting to be this good this year.
No, definitely not. But if you looked at how they finished their last 30 games last year, I think that anyone that's looking closely can see where that talent came from. They finished last year on a tear.
Yeah, isn't their overall age on their team pretty old?
Yeah, I think their average age is almost like 29, 30 years old. One of the oldest in the league.
Yeah, they're getting up there in age. I don't know who they have in the wings to take over once those guys move on, but we'll see how the Giants do this year and hope that they will have people to back them up in the years prior.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's a Frankenstein roster right now.
It's working.
It is. It's working really well. I think the best record in baseball, right?
I think maybe, Boston right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Boston might have just taken them over. I think San Francisco's been sliding a little bit.
Yeah, they're both up there though. It's a close race.
Yep. And for the starting pitchers, we have Corbin Burns from Milwaukee, Yu Darvish from San Diego, Jake DeGrom from New York, Kevin Guzman from San Francisco, Sherman Marquez from Colorado, Trevor Rogers from Miami, Zach Wheeler from Philadelphia, Brandon Woodruff from Milwaukee. As relievers, we got Josh Hader from Milwaukee, Craig Kimbrell from Chicago, Mark Melanson from San Diego, and Alex Reyes from St. Louis.
Man, how about those Milwaukee pitchers, though?
Yeah, if you're watching Milwaukee and you get them in the playoffs, you got to be shaking in your boots. Corbin Burns and Brandon Woodruff.
It's a good 1-2 punch there. And then you got Hader in the bullpen to close things out.
You got Hader in the bullpen too. That's insane. Yeah.
They're a big part of why the Brewers have been like so streaky right now. I don't know if streaky is the right word, but they've been good as of late.
Oh, they have been. Didn't they just win like 11 straight?
Yeah, something like that. They went on a nice tear.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they were doing some damage in the postseason this year.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully they make it.
Yeah. That's Central. That's a pretty weak division, so we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Is that it for our All-Star team? No, we didn't go over who we had snubbed for the NL.
Yeah, who do we have snubbed for the NL? For me, I got Manny Machado for the San Diego Padres at third base. He's leading all third basemen in baseball in wins above replacement. And so that, to me, just seems like an obvious snub. How about you?
Man, that's hard. I like that Manny Machado sentiment. He was very, very good. There was a pitcher in the NL that I was reading up about that was better than Melanson. And, who was it? Because Melanson just had the saves over him. I couldn't tell you. But, like, there was a pitcher that was better than Melanson, and I think he got snubbed. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting the name, but if it comes to me somewhere throughout the show, I will probably blurt it out, and you guys will all laugh.
Yeah, we'll have to come back to it. I thought you were going to say Max Scherzer at first.
Yeah, he was pretty snubbed, too. I mean, who do the Nationals have? They have Trey Turner?
Trey Turner. And I think it's and Kyle Schwarber as well.
Schwarber made it?
And Juan Soto.
Oh, they all made it.
Yeah, okay. So they got some good representation. I guess Scherzer's had his day.
Yeah. It would be nice to see him, though, because he started the last, two?
Yeah, something like that. He's been on a tear.
The only reason I remember that is that whenever he pitches in the All-Star game, all you can hear is him grunting whenever he throws the ball.
Yeah, like, he's a max effort guy.
Yeah, max effort. Ba-dum-ts. All right, moving on, we have the full Home Run Derby field announced, with the last three participants being announced. They were Matt Olson, Joey Gallo, and Juan Soto. So of those three, who do you think will have the best chances of the newest announcees?
I got to go with Joey Gallo. The guy's a modern-day giant. He can hit the ball, I think, like 950 feet. No, I'm just kidding. Mm-hmm. But he hits the ball far.
Yeah, I like that too, but you can't really sleep on Juan Soto. He has been so good in the past, and we saw him in the World Series a couple years ago, and I just love his swing and his swagger up at the plate. The Soto shuffle. You can't really beat that kind of gusto at the plate.
Yeah, do you think he'll be shuffling his hitting coach that's pitching him?
Man, that would be fun to see.
That would be.
Like when Harper got hit by a pitch in the Home Run Derby back in New York when his dad was pitching to him.
Oh, that was great.
Should have charged the mound.
He should have thrown his helmet.
They will join the rest of the field, which is Shohei Ohtani, Trey Mancini, Pete Alonso, Salvador Perez, and Trevor Story. So that is the entire field. I know we just talked about the newest three, but out of the entire thing, who do you think's winning?
You know, I don't want to sound like a homer, but I'm going to say Ohtani. And I'm wondering if he can maybe hit a ball 600 feet with that exit velocity.
I would love to see it. My pick is Ohtani as well, as the unbiased Angels fan that I am. But yeah, I would love to see him hit one absolutely like moonshot. I think he could get it to the very top of Coors Field.
Yeah, I think he could too. He's already hit one out of a roof, so
yeah,
he could do it.
But there's going to be bombs all day. What is that, Tuesday or Monday? Yeah. Tuesday, it's the Home Run Derby?
Yeah, I think it's the day before the All-Star, right? All-Star, is that Wednesday?
It's midweek.
Yeah.
It's Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
We're the weekly roundup, guys. We do it.
We're the weekly roundup, guys. We know what we're talking about.
As long as it happens by Wednesday, we know about it.
Yeah, exactly. Moving on, we have Trevor Bauer. He was put on a 7-day administrative leave for his sexual assault case that they've got ongoing. And Dave Roberts isn't very happy about it. He says that Bauer might not be back after that 7-day leave. What you got on that?
You know, I think, what we talked about last time with Bauer being caught on tape, admitting to what he did, and with Dave Roberts' comments, I don't think the Dodgers are going to want him back in the uniform. I imagine MLB is going to use these 7 days to come up with a way to discipline him. I don't think we'll be seeing Bauer in a Dodgers uniform again this year. Maybe not next year.
Yeah, that's tough to say for Dodgers fans. That's a big pickup that they had in the offseason, but to see him go that soon, that would be pretty brutal. But, I mean, with the All-Star break coming up, MLB has a lot more time to decide on the matter, and we'll leave them to it. So we'll let you guys know as the events unfold, but we got nothing else on it at the moment. Next up, we have Sixto Sanchez for the Marlins out for the season with shoulder surgery. Yeah, it's a disappointing, it's disappointing to hear that because he was such a good young pitcher for them, and he was really carrying the rotation.
Yeah, the guy's electric stuff. He almost looks like Pedro Martinez on the mound out there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm looking forward to seeing him back next year, and hopefully the best health to him.
Yep. And we said we would come back to him, but Yasmani Grandal also had surgery on his knee, but he is expected to play again this year.
Yeah, so that's good look for the White Sox. There's your fellow catcher hitting under 200, but with like 20 home runs. Seems like they come in bunches.
And his on-base percentage, isn't his on-base percentage like 500?
Yeah, it's like 200 points higher than his batting average. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, because he walks so damn much.
Yeah, he's a true, like, you know, three outcome guy: walk, strikeout, home run.
Grandal, like, just baffles me. When I heard that stat, I was like, that can't be right.
I looked at it, I was like, has he only had like 20 at bats? Like, what? Then he's like 18 home runs. I'm like, okay,
yeah. And then that was one of the all-star game kind of snubs, quote unquote.
Yeah,
but oh, go ahead.
I was saying it's cool that we're at a time now where advanced stats have come up enough in the public that people could look past a 190 batting average and see that someone's doing so much more to contribute to their team than just hit singles.
Yeah, and that's what I really like about advanced metrics and stuff like that, is you can see the underlying numbers of what they're doing good with their game.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better.
Well, speaking of ridiculous stats, we have to talk about Shohei Ohtani, of course. Ohtani, he is the first player to 30 home runs this season. And with today's home run, he hit his 32nd. He becomes the biggest Japanese-born home run hitter in MLB history.
Yeah, that guy's insane. He's also on pace to push Babe Ruth for his non-steroid home run record. Or not Babe Ruth, Roger Maris. So there's that to keep in mind. I don't know if anyone was familiar back with when Giancarlo Stanton was pushing for 61 home runs and how exciting that was. So it'd be cool to see a Shohei Ohtani just shatter it.
I remember watching all the game recaps of when Stanton was going for that.
Oh, and man.
Just every time you saw him hit one, it would always be like concourse shot in Marlins Park.
Yeah, and Ohtani hits him just as hard. It's incredible.
Yeah, his one today, it was like one, it was 110, I think, off the bat.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Like every single home run just looks like an absolute moonshot. And then his line drives too. It looks like they're going to take the fielder's gloves off.
Yeah, and I heard a stat on today's broadcast. He has, I think, at least 10 home runs hit 110 plus off the bat.
That's insane. I know he's had multiple 116 mile an hour home runs. Just insane.
Yeah, he's having himself an amazing season, and he had himself a really good start last night.
He did, yeah. Yeah, we were talking about that before the cast. Seven innings, no runs, or two runs, four strikeouts, and no walks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good stuff after that New York outing.
Yeah, it was good to see, especially the no walks. Yeah, I know he's had some control issues this year, so to see him come in with a zero in that stat was really good.
Mm-hmm. And I got to ask, did you see what Ottavino said to Ohtani earlier this week on his birthday?
Oh, no, you got to tell me.
So the situation was the Angels had runners on first and second. There was two outs in the bottom of the ninth. And Ohtani comes up to the plate against Ottavino, and this was after an Angels rally. They were down by one. And Ottavino throws the pitch. Ohtani nails it right at the shifted second baseman, like just out of the reach of the first baseman, and the second baseman had to make a nice play on it. It was hit 100 off the bat. I think it was hit exactly 100 on the nose. And Ottavino said, "Happy birthday, bitch. Take that one," to Ohtani. And everybody... Every Angels fan that's heard that has just been all like, what are you doing? Why? That wasn't a good thing. Like, you nearly blew the game on that. Why are you talking shit?
I know. I think some people just get so surprised that they just don't, like, their first reaction is just to talk shit, even if they just look like a fool.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. I heard a fan talk to Ottavino, and he said he just blacked out in the moment. But, like, if you black out in the moment, you would think of apologizing to the guy. Like, just be like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean any of that. I don't know what I was talking about. But no, he just kind of blew it off and...
Just happy birthday, bitch. That sounds like an insult from like a bad horror movie or like Clueless. That's not even like a good line, you know?
Yeah. And the day after, when Ohtani ended up pitching, in his first at-bat, he had an RBI double. And after that double, he just looked at the bullpen. So that was just great. Shohei Ohtani is a very, very fun player to watch. And if you aren't already watching him, take a look. You missed his Kirk Gibson impression today. He ended up fouling two straight pitches off, one off his front foot and the other off his back knee. And then he nails one for a home run. And that was hit very hard.
Oh, he's unstoppable. It's great to see.
Yeah. People that are stoppable are the Cleveland Indians. I hope that's transition. A good enough segue. Because the Indians got no hit today by the Rays in a 7-inning game. It was the second game of the doubleheader. It's the third time they've been no hit this season.
Yeah, and we looked it up before the show. It looks like the Padres previously had been no hit twice in 2001. So congratulations to the Indians. You have now taken a hold of that record, sole possession in first place.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a record I would want to have, but I guess 7-inning game is not as bad as a 9-inning game.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess we should all just pitch in a dollar and get them like a nice plaque to put on their stadium.
Yay, we lost three times.
But hey, with no hits.
Losers. Well, and then to finish us off, I have to ask you, do you think the Billy Hamilton catch from earlier this week was a catch of the year candidate?
It has to be. Full speed, Billy Hamilton being one of the fastest guys in baseball on a hard hit line drive in center field.
Yeah,
that was an amazing catch. It looked like he was going so fast that he was going to go head first into the wall. Like, that's how far he slid.
And it was almost like a slip and slide because it's pouring down rain there. Yeah. And the track is just covered in mud. And he just launches himself and lays out for this beautiful catch. If you haven't seen it already, I'll put a link to it in the YouTube video if you guys want to see it.
Oh, great catch.
That's pretty much all I got for this week. You got anything else?
No, I'm glad that we're ending with like a good catch and not with like the depressing Trevor Bauer news again.
That is good. But thank you, everybody, who is watching and or listening to the podcast. We appreciate you all. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, leave us a review wherever you listen. You know, that whole spiel. And we will see you guys next week. It'll be All-Star Week. So we'll have we'll have the stuff for you that week. So
it'll
I'll
be
see
good
you
time.
Guys later.
See you guys.